The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
So you either, you a bottle girl, real estate agent, TikToker, influencer, baby mama, bartender, yeah. hookah distributor.
Can you hear yourself?
Damn.
There you go.
You gave out all... That was the Leah juice right there. Well, that's pause.
Actually, the pause would be the opposite. Yeah. I have a... Wait.
What?
Are y'all sure y'all
you sell your own juice?
Is this a gangbang?
It does look like a Pornhub.
I was just told that I was the black female hire for the day.
Yeah.
And that's what the Craigslist ad said.
Yeah. So they made me do it, you know?
Yeah. I was like, that couch is not black. I'm confused.
Wait, no.
That looks funny.
Do you hear? Okay. Yeah, I don't say anything. I don't say anything in bed. You like it when guys talk?
Yes.
Yeah, what do you like when they... Can you put the mic closer? It's making me nervous. I'm getting psoriasis.
Why is your neck turning red? He pointed, he's like, you little bitch.
Yeah.
No, never. Yeah, I don't like the silence. I mean, it depends. Like, I like to be told, like... You said what I like to be told? Is that what
no,
you're
talking,
am I projecting?
You're talking out loud, you're but go projecting. Ahead, keep going.
Well, because you know what's...
I didn't say anything.
That's kind of your shtick.
Exactly.
I mean, no, because I had a conversation with somebody recently about this, and like, I don't know, I'm like middle child abandonment issue type thing, so just tell me I'm like, I like things, I like to be told I'm doing a good job.
Oh, okay.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Like, or like... Damn, I love your toe. Like, just like, yeah. Like a compliment in the mix. It doesn't have to be the whole time because then it can get weird.
Yeah.
Right.
But if it's just like a little subtle, like.
How do you feel if someone goes, good girl? You're being a good girl.
Like, thanks, father. Thank you.
Hi, father.
And then a pigeon flies through the window, drops a plan B.
Yeah. Because
I'm letting you nut. No. But yeah, like, yeah, for sure. Like, because, you know, it's work. Like, I just on both sides, you know, and on both sides.
Yeah.
Not being a pick me, but like, I thought about like a guy, like y'all, you know. It's tough. It's cardio.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Well, I feel like we do everything during sex.
Chill out.
Yeah, no.
We do everything. You have to...
I don't know what girls...
You have to create the vibe, but we do the mechanical heavy lifting.
I mean, that's you, Vinny. I lay down and my girl goes on top of me. Yeah,
come
I starfish.
Come on, Patrick.
My girl's a chubby chaser.
It depends on like the... Person,
the weight.
So I'm
special
sorry.
Occasion. I get on top.
Oh, fuck.
It's your birthday.
Yeah, baby, it's your birthday.
Yeah.
Put on Aventura. I'm getting on top.
Not you trying
time.
To kill her. Like,
yeah, no, I stabilized myself. You know,
I had to ride him. I had to be on top. I was like, either that or get health insurance because if he's on top, something's popping off, and I can't afford it.
Right? Yeah.
Man, I don't think about that. Making you work so hard.
I don't think. What do you mean? That's just the only option. Like,
yeah, but Vinny got a six pack.
First of all, if she goes on top, she's only like doing it for like 2 minutes and gets tired.
True. Oh, I'll save that for the ladies. I have a trick.
What?
Can not you getting say? Tired. Yeah.
How do you know
can I share?
Yeah, of course.
I'll be
yeah, yeah. Actually, right. No, heroin.
Oh, nice.
Adderall.
You feel nothing. You go on for hours like crackheads.
That's a line while she's like mid fucking hump.
And you put it underneath this pillow so when you like,
oh, damn.
Kind of slide. Yeah, I'm giving
it's getting
you
weird.
Too much.
No, but what you do is, and good for you, for Vinny, for being a hard worker. Ladies.
I didn't know there's another option.
You know what? There is no other option, actually. You are correct. I am wrong.
No, but even if I'm laying down and she is
you
working,
still have to do something.
No, I'm not. It's not really pleasurable. I'm not thrusting. Unless I'm thrusting.
Right. That's what I'm
underneath.
Saying. Like, you still have to do
but then
something.
That's weird.
You don't like to just sit really? Back and let the lady give you a show? Just sit back, fucking arms behind your head and let her do her thing? You know?
I need to kind of like keep the movement going. Otherwise, I lose it. You know what I mean? I don't remain like rock hard. just by sitting there.
Well, that's when you start thrusting.
But she's rocking on top of you.
She's rocking it, but you're not cocking it.
That's the name of the episode.
And so as the female, in the room, I approve. Oh, so you do this, like, you kind of like do, like, I call it like the turtle. So like when you're on top of him, just kind of like almost fetal. Okay. And you kind of just like do this thing if it's showing.
Like think about your inner child.
Yeah, yeah. Which is probably how you ended up in that situation in the first
place. Right.
And so you just kind of do this and you just lay on them. And then when you do that, it's like the way it's positioned, your butt's kind of up.
Yeah.
And so then you could just.
Yeah. Oh, wait. You're talking about.
Like when you're on top and you get tired. Because you get tired.
You're talking about chest to chest. Yeah. I like that. I'm thinking of when she's just doing squats.
No, you do
like
that.
Bulgarian split squats. I'm just sitting there like, come on, what's going on here?
You do the nene real quick. You get them excited. You know, and they're like, whoa, she's eating. You bust a little split, do a little. And then at that point, you're excited. So then it's like, now I can sleep. And so you just do that chest to chest thing.
Chest to chest is good.
And then you just boom, boom, and then it's
Very
easy, very easily.
Yeah. And then I'm like, all right, get off me. Let's get to the real fucking.
It's a rocket cock.
Let's get to the real fucking.
Get down to the cock.
All this love shit. I don't like it. Let's get to the real fucking. I feel like I say that most of the time. And am I the man?
What? If you say what? Let's get to the real fucking.
Well, typically I usually engage in sexual activities with men that I'm there's a mutual interest. Like,
I would hope so.
It's not just going to be like a hookup. It's going to be
like compassion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But then also there's times where, like, I don't know. Like, there's this guy, he made eye contact with me and I was like, what the fuck? I was like, stop.
But wouldn't you like that more if you like him?
I didn't like him. That was the thing.
And in
that moment, I found out.
Yeah, it's like, why are you looking at me, dude?
Exactly. Yeah. I'm like, I would say like, when you're my father, but I don't know what it is. But yeah, it was just like.
Don't look at me like my dad.
Yeah, like you are ashamed, but also proud.
Right.
At the same time.
I get a little sad when I'm like, really like a girl and then like we're not making eye contact during
it. Because I know.
I'm like, what, are you ashamed of me? Like, are you just like, she's like, I don't want to be here right now. Yeah.
Well, you know what? I can say this too though. And I feel like I'm very half and half. I only go by horoscopes when I do something bad and my horoscope solidifies it. Mm. But I'm a Libra. I'm very half and half. And it's like on one end, it's like, yeah, I don't want to have sex and it's not, like, I don't want to feel like a blow-up doll. Like,
right.
I mean, even those get cleaned out, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I don't want to feel just like, but also it's kind of like, I think with some, there's this, okay, let's get into this. There's this weird thing that's happening where.
Oh, Fig's got in trouble. There's this weird thing that's happening, that's what?
Are they not sponsoring us?
No, I think it was blocking my camera. I don't know why I did that.
There's this weird thing where it's like a lot of men have recently, not all, I do not think all, but a lot of men think that every woman wants them. If a woman texts them, if a woman sleeps with them, if a woman goes on a date with them, if a woman just goes do something with them, they think, I was at this spot last night and this dude comes over to me and goes, hey, I like your hair. You're really pretty. And I'm like, oh, thanks. He goes, oh, but I can't be with you. I'm gay. I'm like, I wouldn't.
And they want you anyway.
I even want you. I'm like, even the gay? Can I say that word?
Yeah.
Even the gay?
Yeah, you can say it.
Yeah.
I can't, but you can.
Well, I'll say it. The gay niggas? Like, even right, even they're say, even they're like, sorry, you slut. Like, because I give you a compliment doesn't mean I want to have your firstborn. I'm like, bitch, I would fuck your dad and be in your family.
But don't you feel like it's the guys that can't get you, the only ones doing that? And the ones that get you, because I always say, I'm like, guys have such balls because I see them going up to women. I see them catcalling women. Like, I'll look at a hot girl in the gym and I'll be like, oh my God, I want to go up to her so bad. And I just can't. I won't have the balls because I'll feel uncomfortable for her. But I know there's like 10 other.
Yeah.
10 other
niggas
that are just going up to her.
Am I getting, can we get royalties on that? Can I get like a check?
Every time you say it.
Can I get three-fifths of a dollar?
Yeah, well, I don't make money yet, so when I do.
Oh, well, that's a shame on you. How old are you?
36. I mean from this podcast. I don't mean from.
How old are you?
In life. 36.
Shit.
What'd I do?
I don't know.
I'd pour some water on the floor and slip and get a check for
that. Oh, right.
I'm joking. Yeah.
Yeah, guys just assume that the lady wants them. off the bat. You know what I mean? Like, what made
his
that
confidence?
Guy think,
is he so confident?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what it is? I think because like he, that's all he has.
Yeah, no,
he doesn't have the money.
Yeah.
He doesn't have even maybe not even good looking or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
So all he has is like he read the book The Game by Neil Strauss.
Yeah, if that.
And it just taught people that like every ugly guy could just get anybody. You just have to have this certain swagger and you have to just have this thing and peacock her.
Did you ever have friends?
I read The Game.
That read the book.
I was like, one of those
speaking
guys.
Speaking of something that you know.
Right. Yeah. These fucking guys.
The
yeah.
other one. What's the other? The pickup artist.
That was
that
it?
That was a big one.
Yeah. Oh, it was the same guy. Yeah, yeah.
It was the same guy?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Y'all be like, reading?
No, not me. I had a
when
friend
we wanted
of mine.
To get pussy, we did.
Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah. Damn. That's low-key clinical.
Yeah.
That's like, you know.
I'll read to get pussy or to fix my anxiety. Only those two things. But I won't read to like read fucking House of the Dragon. I was
that's
watching
crazy.
On TV.
Y'all be reading to get pussy. Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Be nice. Shower. Don't kill her. I think it's quite simple.
Yeah. Three. Leah's three laws.
Definitely.
I've read every single Game of Thrones book, by the way.
You did?
Yeah.
Look at you.
Total opposite.
Good for
you're
you.
Like, I read for pussy. I'm like, I read for the dragon.
You read wow. to get rid of the pussy.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why you don't get pussy.
Yeah.
You, too busy
you read
reading.
To propel.
Go play Dungeons and Dragons.
You
girl.
Made. You made a good point though. Like I've noticed that the men, yeah, men that can't usually that are usually attractive and got something going on for themselves, they're not really. It's not that they don't want y'all don't want pussy, but it's like you just they're not thinking about it like that.
Yeah.
So the approach is a little different. It's always yeah. It's also that weird like gaslighting thing because like every dude that's ever like. Tried to cool guy me.
Yeah.
Like lived in his mom's basement.
Right, right.
Like worked at Zoomies, had like back acne. And it's like, it just weird shit. And I'm just like, who, why would you think, or is gay? Yeah. I'm just right, like, why right, would right, you right. think, automatically think? But you know what it is too? I think it's like this weird defense mechanism where it's like, I'm going to make you think that you want, actually, you need to want me. So
yeah.
I'm just going to tell you that I don't want you. And it's like, no, we're just
you.
At Chick-fil-A. Yeah. Shit's weird. And
but that's the book. That's that book.
Yeah, that's the book?
Negging, yeah. right? Yeah.
The pickup artist book is like, you got to fucking be cool. And you got to say something mean to the girl.
Yeah.
Make
I don't
it work.
Fucking know.
That's not,
you know what I mean? Or like, I mean, there's like
I mean, she's been traumatized.
That,
like, you know, I like a little toxic energy, but to an extent. To like, it can be disrespectful. It can be mean.
But it happens.
It can be
right?
rude, you know, but it can be like, I guess more in the bedroom. Like in the bedroom, sure. But even then, like, don't be like I owe you money. Like, be cool. Like, don't be like, suck my dick, bitch. You know, be like,
yeah.
Hey, how about this? How about you suck my dick?
Oh.
It's like, oh, okay.
Oh, that's a little.
Shit.
How about you?
Oh, okay.
Because
it
still kind of gives me the option too. Ooh. He's like,
yeah, so asking for consent.
Type. He's like, look, I ain't even trying to like, you know, put no pressure on you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Since you got the cheeks out, how about?
Yeah.
Since you, I mean, like,
suave.
Yeah. Because women, we want masculinity. We want a man. Yeah. You know.
Next time I'm like in there, I'm gonna be like, how about I come on your back real quick?
Yeah. See, even you got hard from saying that from yourself. He was like, hold on.
We can't say
it.
We always get horny.
You got wet off of that,
on this podcast.
Hard as a rock right now.
Yeah, I think I'm ovulating next week, so this is perfect timing.
All right, speaking of hard as a rock, we pulled up a couple of things and stuff
back.
That we wanted to talk about. First, we were talking about fat guys doing nimble. Is that the word?
Well,
nimble.
Look at me.
It's not fat. It's men that eat too much and can't say no.
Can we pull up the worm one? Because this is real footage of Mike Figgs, actually.
I saw you when I was leaving the chicken place.
The one in the middle.
you had a to-go box too?
Yeah. That one.
How many sauces?
Two. I'll say more on the page.
Who's this guy?
This is Mike Figgs. He's dancing. We found a thing. Oh, is this going to work or not?
Oh, shit. This must be old.
Who's
you got
Mike?
Me? I'm Mike Figgs, but you must have got me when. This must be. This 2001?
Do we have to log in first?
No,
right? Let's see if another one works.
No, Carmen works quick. Every time I call you fat, I start to sweat.
Do you have shows tonight or
no? I am. Yeah, I'm on. I'm like
your vacation.
Yeah,
you live in Jersey, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
I'm in Jersey.
But you come into the city
mm-hmm.
often throughout the week to do spots.
Yep, and I just.
Where are you from?
Houston.
Oh, okay.
Texas.
Oh hell yeah!
Mm-hmm.
That's where my wife is.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm so tired of y'all using us.
Like, I don't care.
I will say to feed into any black woman fetish, Houston. I mean, and not being biased, but Houston. we are the best women. I mean,
yeah.
It's not just the black women though. Like
it's all everybody.
They all go to the fucking gym and like just be squatting. Yeah. That's what they do in Houston.
Well, they are.
They just squat.
Yeah. I'm more petite.
They're in one of those like warehouse gyms that like someone like turned like a garage into a gym, and then they wear the outfit and they're doing the battle ropes.
Yeah.
And they're all in Texas.
Yeah, it's called a garage in the hood. and the thing about Houston, it's a hustle city. So you a bottle girl, real estate agent, TikToker, influencer, baby mama, bartender, hookah distributor. You are all of that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Monday through Saturday.
Job, that's
right.
One girl's life.
And then And then you pick up a shift at the strip club as the server so people don't judge you.
That's crazy. There's so many girls that I've worked with, like waitresses in the city, that have moved to Texas.
Yeah.
They still work in the clubs, but they're real estate agents.
Yeah.
And their Instagram pages are now like business pages.
Well, that's like the evolution of a bottle girl.
Yeah.
She starts off a bottle girl, and the next thing you know, she just turns into the arms folded with the blazer.
The arms slowly go from this to they go down. Evolution, baby.
So true, man.
My clip guy is going to make it hilarious.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
You're welcome. Making it easy for y'all.
That's why you're here.
Can you let me know if
that's why we hired you. That's why we hired you for the day.
Thank
to say
you.
The N-word.
Thank you. To say the N-word. Show an areola.
Yeah.
And for people that haven't seen black titties, they'll be like, her shirt's dirty. They'll be like, what?
Black titties, the soup smell makes me feel good. I like the comfort.
But the Houston, but the Texas girls, they're, so it's a city, so they still have that kind of like swag to them. They're not like hillbillies.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But they still have the like hometown, small town vibe.
Sweet still tea. Country, yeah. I'm a city girl. I mean, I'm from Southwest of Houston, Southwest. Yeah. That's like the hood, the swats. It's like half country. And that's the thing, Houston is so big, kind of like Jersey, where it's like.
It's different.
It's just, I mean, like.
Texas or Houston itself is big?
Texas. Well, yeah. Houston.
Oh, wow.
Houston reminds me of, like, you know, like there's Jersey City and then there's Orange and Summit.
Right.
And it's more, it's like, Houston's like that. Mm-hmm. And they're all so different, but there's like 20 minutes away, 30 minutes away. And it's like, so I'm from like the country hood, but like, I'm still also like a city girl because I'm from Houston, but also
you
like.
You don't have like a soul, you know?
Huh?
These bitches here don't have souls.
No.
In the city.
That's my issue. It's like everywhere I travel to, like I never realized how much of a Texas girl that I am.
Yeah.
Until like, I'm looking at a girl and I like compliment her and she's like, you fucking my man? I'm like, who, is he here? I'm like, what do you look like, bitch? No, I'm just like, but you know, I'm just, it's, that's kind of how we are like down there. I mean, there's definitely some bitches, some stuck up ass bitches, especially in Houston for show. Y'all bitches know who you are.
Right.
But a lot of, you know, like, you know, a lot of, this is Beach Nut Kandalia right here, 713 baby, 832-281. But also it's like, yeah, like manners. Like I'm really big on manners.
My whole shit that I've recently discovered is like the Texas of the East Coast is the DMV area. DC, Maryland, Virginia. They're like close enough to the city where they still have
like Dallas
a semblance of like city life.
Yeah.
But they're like still like living like a country.
Yeah.
Trees.
Yeah. That's how Dallas is. Fort Worth, Dallas. Yeah. It's like, it's
that's
city.
Like my shit on Instagram. When I see a girl with some like evergreen trees in the background, like East Coast, I'm like, oh, she has a father.
Yeah.
And a soul.
And he has property.
I mean? Yeah. Yeah.
He's
wearing
flannel. You're like,
Yeah. But she's still got the city swag because, like, you know, she's made a couple trips on the Amtrak.
Yeah.
She, you know what I mean? She's made a couple.
She's got the app on her phone.
I'm right here, guys.
Hey, girl.
I've been like, look, I don't know what, I'm just lost at this point. I've been doing the Amtrak, the trains, the subways, the taxis, the lifts with my cowboy boots, which those are like our Timberlands, like cowboy boots in the South and like. Mm. It's just people like, oh,
like you don't have to wear them, but it's a statement. It's like, this is us. This is where we're from.
It's just, yeah.
We don't have to wear fucking Tim's.
Oh, no. Well, that's on y'all.
I
know what you mean. You
unless
don't have
you're
to.
Having sex. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Mr. Marcus.
Not, you know, in the men one too.
Do
bro.
You even love me if you don't have your Tim's on while you fuck me? If I don't see them hoes swinging in the air while you don't
shout
top
out
of me.
Mr. Marcus.
Yep. Shout out Lisa and BBC gangbang.
Bailey Palin,
that's
baby.
Crazy.
See, we don't have to look at if does any other one work or no?
Wait, this is a video of you dancing?
It was just a fat guy doing the worm.
Yeah, no, it's just the first.
Let's look at Lesbo Justin Bieber. Let's see if that one works. Okay, here we go.
Oh, I know this chick.
Yeah. I just love looking at her comments.
Cringe City.
Can we hear the audio? Let's see if it works. Bless you.
Thank you.
I mean, she is.
So I think that this is one of those things where she started off doing it for real.
Yes.
And now she's leaning in.
Yes, 100%.
Okay, go to the comments.
I mean,
I'd rob her like on site. Like, I probably wouldn't even
oh,
speak.
It's too small, it's
thanks, brother lesbian.
One of them said microwave Justin Bieber. That was so
oh
funny.
Oh my god, why is this on my feed?
Is there a way to zoom or no?
Double
like,
wait,
if you like take both your fingers and. Oh, there we go.
That's like the one sperm that stayed on Haley's back too long. And so right, now, right. Like, like Justin took too long to get the towel. And now it's just this situation happening.
Oh, you can't look at them because we're not signed in. Oh, shit.
Would worry every day.
I don't know. She's my favorite, though.
45% of lesbians.
I love her her videos.
The first video.
And not her personally. I wouldn't rob her personally. The character. Mm. Oh, the character is Dunsies.
On Jersey Shore, I had a threesome with two lesbians. And one of them looked like that.
She got jealous.
Of what? My dick?
No, like, like, I want that.
No, like, they were like.
No, like, if you fucking the girl.
No, nah, they were kind of like both into it. Like, it was like a weird, like, I was like their fun little experiment.
How is a threesome?
Shit.
In general?
Well, because I've kind of had a threesome. But didn't, so like...
What were the guys' names?
You think...
I guess that works better when a guy... When you make the joke to a guy.
I don't know.
No, in New York...
I was like, why do you want to know their names, Vinny?
You didn't even flinch.
Vinny, that didn't work because I was adopted. I don't know my family members.
Oh, okay.
I don't know their names.
We're going to edit that out.
No, I need to find them. Let's keep that in.
The joke is getting... Yeah.
I need to keep that in.
Hold on. That's where I'm going.
Oh, actually, sorry. We both got patches starting to fucking form. Well, okay. No, it was one dude... Okay, wait. Yeah, so, I mean, I guess, yeah, okay, it was kind of.
No, because real quick, when I say that, like, I make two guy threesome jokes on stage in New York, and, like, no one really gets the joke because they're, like, end.
Yeah, because they're demonic.
Yeah.
Even if it's a guy, you're like,
I had a joke. I was like, my ex-girlfriend wanted to have a threesome, but she wanted to pick the guy. And to me, that's a joke.
Yeah.
But to them, they're like. Okay.
Because you're a lover boy. These incels in New York City are like, literally, especially the frat bros.
Tell your little. Tell
your little premature.
Because you said you're like,
your little premature sex.
I saw him almost do this.
I almost did. But because you said it, you were like, I had a threesome.
My nails are heavy.
You were like, I had a threesome. I think it was a threesome. That's why I said little.
Well,
you weren't
he's
like,
called
yo,
me
I
amateur.
Was fucking these two fucking motherfuckers.
Actually,
last
can night. I get a tissue? Because my nose is starting to run. I have allergies.
This is clean, but it did go on the floor, but I didn't use it.
Oh,
no, I moved it. She's like, I don't want your dusty ass crusty.
First of
ass.
All, as an active Shein user, you think I'm going to fucking use a napkin off the fucking
floor? I'm
sorry. Thank you. Sorry, guys. My allergies. This traveling shit's been kicking my ass. Okay, there we go.
Maybe see some leaking unconsensually. All right, so Leah had a threesome.
Allegedly. Okay, so this is what happened. I'm gonna make it short, you know.
I hate blowing nose with paper towels.
It's
really
dude, I need like the aloe. I need like the cute the one that like smells like Vicks.
No, I need something strong, man. Well, I love the one that smells like Vicks. That's a good one though.
That's a good one.
That's a really nice
one. Yeah.
I need some strong shit though.
They don't sell that in Jersey City, wherever she's from.
Hell, that's where no, can you have some like, you know, things for like, can you have some tissues and like tampons?
That's what ladies
next
need.
Time we gotta work on that.
Tissues and
what do I look like, Tim Walz?
Because we're did he create Walgreens? I don't know. Who are these names?
Tim Walz is running for vice president.
Okay.
And he's putting tampons in boys' bathrooms. Okay, anyway.
Oh, really? Yeah. I didn't know that.
Trump calls him Tampon Tim.
Tampon Timmy.
Tampon Timmy.
Great guy.
He's a great guy.
Tampons in the little boys' bathroom.
They say I'm a weirdo. He's a weirdo.
Little threesome. That's what they call her. Leah. Little threesome Leah.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, yeah.
Tell us about your little threesome.
Okay, not y'all. Damn, okay, now I feel for Kamala. shit's tough.
She feels like she has to speak up for her right now.
I had to tell you how to shut the fuck up. Yeah. And yeah, I did suck a dick to the top, which that actually does kind of hurt my feelings because I've sucked a lot of dicks and I'm still the same height. I've not really gone farther.
You're not running for president?
No, but like, I mean, dick sucking dick hasn't even gotten me a job. How would it get me into position to be a senator or like whatever the fuck she's done? Anyways, my little last threesome. So what happened was, I was at my friend's house. She was one of the rich girls in Houston. So she was in the burbs where they had like, out here, y'all have like dead rats and shit in the front. She had like deer. Like, you know, you got money in Houston if like Bambi is fucking crossing your lawn in the morning.
Okay.
And so anyways, I was at her spot.
Deer used to be like so food. Much more food and so much more luxurious to see until they started overpopulating.
Yeah.
And now they're just like seeing anything. Yeah. You know
my
what
mom
I mean?
Lives in Mount Vernon. She saw
it's like they're like pigeons now.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they're like they have the same energy as the street rats. Like they don't give a fuck about us. Like they don't care. They actually will jump in front of your car.
Growing up though, like seeing a deer was like seeing
majestic.
A unicorn.
Yeah. Okay. Well, she had all that shit and a father, and they was doing crazy. It was
seeing a
money.
Father used to be majestic too.
That used to be cool too.
Now
it's just
like pigeons.
Everybody got a father.
Now they're just fucking.
Nobody got any spice. Everybody got a dad.
That, and also,
you all hate the same.
Right. And don't nobody's grandmas be dying no more.
Yeah, they live forever. Too much.
Either they're dead already or they're on TikTok. Like,
ever see
one,
those videos?
Tell your fucking threesome.
Y'all kept talking over me.
Because you're queuing up.
Because I'm a black woman speaking.
Exactly.
And no one cares.
Too loud.
You know what? You fuck 700 black women, Vinny, and you think you could just start saying shit.
Too good to use my napkin? Okay,
only in bed. Only in bed.
But you say, okay. So anyways, long story short, I'm going to hurt the fuck up. So, you know, y'all can feel comfortable. Y'all can know.
Good.
I'm like, all right, I'll pick up my check. Send it to Joyce. I'll be out there. doing a pickup at like a fucking, I don't know what y'all got out there, like Planned Parenthood. So her boyfriend comes over and this is a dude that she like just met a couple of, like whatever. It wasn't like a real serious relationship. So I invited this other dude, this guy I went to school with, and I was just like, you know, for whatever, just somebody else would be there. So he comes over, me and him start talking and we're just hammered. Now, mind you could tell my age at this time because we are hammered off of Contrero. And if you don't know what Contrero is, it's well, like orange, it's orange liqueur. It's like the fucking.
Like limoncello.
It's
basically triple sec.
Okay. Yeah, it's like triple sec in a good neighborhood. Yeah. Like it's that kind of deal. Yeah. And so I'm new at drinking at this time. And
you were drinking that shit?
Because I was a late bloomer because my dad didn't leave like immediately when I was born. He kind of, you know, gave me a gift basket here or there. So I kind of like wanted to be successful in life and do things and you know. And so I didn't start drinking really until like 22. Anyways, so me and him are downstairs, we're talking. So her boyfriend, they just disappear. So then after a while, I'm kind of like, where'd they go? So I go upstairs and I go in the room and he's like on top of her. They're having the sex. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so then I'm like, oh shit. Now, mind you, I was like, I'm a late bloomer in everything. Sex, stealing, drinking, coming, all that shit. Yeah. Real late in the game.
Showing up to the pod today.
Did you just call me a nigger? Like, did you? Is Whoa. That it was?
Whoa. Well, I can't say the
you're
word.
You're loud.
I can't
you're
say
late.
The word. So
you're black.
I have to figure out other ways.
Like wontons.
I have to figure out other ways to
oh,
say it.
Oh, you don't
it.
Want the peach because it's not watermelon? Like, damn. Like, I was not late. I was here 30 minutes prior, but you didn't give good directions, okay? So I don't know what race does that, but.
So they're fucking.
Black women, don't fuck this man. Please, if you stand for anything, don't have sex with this man. Don't do it. Leave it to the. I'm gonna get like I'm probably getting a lot of hate for this.
What?
But the girls in Jersey,
mm-hmm.
they're like the pop up girls. They all wear the black top with the mom jean and the shoes as they nigga. Yeah, like the uniform. Those
that's
are the
why
girls
I don't like them.
Well, they love you. They love you. Is that why you like the black girls? Because we switch it up.
Yeah, they're just hotter.
All right, so just stop talking while I'm talking.
Okay.
So, thanks. Anyway, now that's America.
I
am rock
Thank
hard.
You. Can you feel?
Yeah, I can't
can you
even
see?
Move.
I'm jerking
I can't
off right
no,
after.
I gotta push out
I'm
my
looking fupa. Up Leah Samson lookalikes on Pornhub.
Curses out.
You know what I mean?
Italian ambiguous looking man.
Yeah. It won't be that hard, you know, because.
Because what, Vinny?
Because I
don't have cable.
All
so.
I have to look up is beautiful woman.
You think beautiful woman exists on the search engine on fucking Pornhub?
I know some, yeah. Not some of them, like that shit went really wrong for them.
Ooh.
Like the hot ones. You know what? You ever see a porn star?
I think a lot of them are hot.
Beautiful.
I mean, well.
Yeah.
I don't think people.
I'll show you one that I'm like, I would have married this girl.
I mean, I got a whole fucking list.
Of ones you would marry? Yeah, but you would marry this fucking water bottle.
It's a pretty water bottle.
He'd eat the water bottle. Can y'all stop touching tips underneath the table while I'm trying to tell this story? Not that y'all could reach that far.
You but, keep going off on tangents. No,
okay, so I... okay.
Typical black woman.
You feel good about that one, Playboy? Yeah, that's good. Yeah,
Vinny, are you trying to go to the cookout or not?
I'm already there.
He's in the kitchen.
I have four next week.
Yeah, you're in the kitchen.
Yeah.
In the back.
Yeah, who do you think's bringing the food?
Okay. Gracias.
Oh, dude, that's hilarious.
That's true.
It's very true.
So anyways, I'm crying now because I'm having flashbacks.
What? So
my point is, like, I never, like, sex was like... Sex was still weird with... He was actually... I think he was Hispanic. I think he was Mexican. So it was a white girl. She was white. The dude was Mexican, if that plays any parts.
Sombrero?
No.
Tex-Mex.
Well, he had a foreskin. So I was like, okay. We know what's happening here. Okay. And so I walk in. I've never seen people fuck before. Like, I've never my parents one time. And then that was like, you know, whatever.
Wait, you were a virgin?
No, I had one.
Oh, you'd never seen two people.
But I only had sex one time.
You know what's weird? Like, as much of a slut that I am and, like, the hundreds of girls I slept with.
Thousands.
It's, not thousands. It's weird to, like, see people fucking. I don't think I've ever really seen
weird.
It from, like, a
like
third
it.
Person
I don't
point
like hearing
of view.
It
you ever hear it through a wall?
Like a yeah, it's uncomfortable.
I did one
yeah,
time.
It is uncomfortable.
I'll tell you this story after I finish this.
Like, I've never
one.
Been to a porn set. Like, you're, an Entourage. I used to watch Entourage. And, like, they went to a porn set one day. And I always wanted to do that. It would be super, like, little weird.
Let's do it for my birthday.
Yeah, if they have any, they should do that. They should have, like, just go for the day. Yeah. Like, you buy a day pass to the porn. Like, you could just watch it.
To the porn.
I think that's a sex club, actually.
I do want to, I don't like that. I don't want to see, like, guys come.
Well, you leave before they do.
I just want to see true. Chicks. Just
so put
chicks.
A time watch on for, like, what, 7 minutes or something?
Yeah.
3 minutes.
Let's get
255, 256. Oh, I gotta go.
Yeah.
So I'm seeing them fucking, and this is, like, kind of blowing my mind. I'm more so interested. And so I sit down in the corner, and I'm watching. And then she goes, white girl fashion, come on, join. I'm like, And so I get in bed, and then he, like, grabs me. I'm like, no. So I, like, push him. And so then I get on top of her. I don't think I've ever told this story on a mic.
Yeah, go for it.
Put your dick away. He's like, keep going. And
Hold on a second.
I'm like, yeah. There we go. All right.
Where'd this lotion come from?
Where's the Jergens?
So I'm surprised by your age. You still getting frisky.
Girl, I'm running the New York City Marathon. Stop.
What that mean?
It means I can go long time.
Guys, we're going to take a commercial break. Guys, there's a note from our sponsor.
But yeah.
Sex. I'm kidding.
Blue Chew. Oh, wait, no, we got to bleep it out. They're not sponsoring. I mean, I'm not getting a check. Which maybe that should change. Have female speakers. Who's better to give you a good, whatever.
Woody.
What?
A good Woody. Who's ever better?
A good review.
Oh, a good review, yeah.
Yeah,
if the
sex thing works, I would be like, yo, yeah, he fucking killed this shit. Like,
those things should be sponsored by women.
Women. They of course, be. Dudes would be like, yeah, actually, I didn't really need it. I just got it for free in a swag bag. You know, it's like, nah.
Yeah.
So, kind of that fucking Burning Man. I didn't really need it, though. But yeah, no. So I get on top of her. She starts, like, eating me out. And I'm just like...
You guess?
Because I was like, aren't I supposed
to...
Yeah, because
I was
like...
I guess you eat me out, right?
Yeah. Like, aren't I supposed to come? Like, isn't that... Like, isn't that how you know it's head?
Yeah, well, maybe she was just, she was just fucking...
Prepping. Girls come?
Sometimes.
Only the black ones.
What's that awesome?
Actually, my shit dry as fuck. No.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, black girls just come loud.
Mm.
You should know that.
Yeah.
Remember when Austin Powers in the tub?
when we come, we're like, shut your ass up.
Yeah.
Oh, I know you fucking lying.
Yeah.
And Vinny's
like, oh.
It's all coming back to me.
Oh, that felt great, motherfucker. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, every
how do the white girls do it? How do the the white girls do it?
They call their dad.
Yeah.
And they're like, Dad, you're still a lawyer, right? Yeah. our white women got cold pussies. So I don't really know. So I would imagine, like, I would probably, if I was a white woman that came, I'd probably be like, brr. Like, I don't know. Man. Like,
for the North.
Like, you know, you
got Game of Thrones reference again. Sorry. You say you do cold.
No, I heard that from lesbians, black lesbians, and from men. They're
white
like,
guys do love cold plunging.
That is true.
Yep.
Yes.
Damn.
That is true.
That's crazy.
I wouldn't know though about the white pussy.
You've never had white pussy?
No, of course I have.
That's what I'm saying. Slut.
Yeah.
I had it.
I throw it in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I throw it into the rotation.
White. Y'all ever had white dick?
Nah.
Okay.
I haven't any dick.
No. So,
white dick is kind of like, it's kind of.
Pink dick.
See, I don't really care about the color if it's inside. I mean.
Right.
Yeah. Like, if I don't really care about the color. It's just like the.
Temperature?
It's more of the family texture. Tree history.
Oh, okay. It's behind the dick.
Yeah.
Flashbacks? What do you
see? Yeah, it's like.
See fucking Tubman?
That slave money dick? Yo, crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Okay.
Because they fuck you like, I didn't want my granddad to do this to your people, but he did, but I'm going to change shit. Like, he's fucking you like, bitch, if it was up to me, bitch, you would have been in the house. Yeah. And I'm like, type shit. Yo.
You're an indentured servant.
Yeah, but you need like, there's some white dick where it's like, look, I'm not responsible for what the fuck my grandpa did. It's like, well, damn, okay, well, fine.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You know, and that's the one that doesn't have a curve. It's just straight, you know, straight to the point, straight to the.
It's like guilty dick.
Guilty dick be curved as fuck.
Oh, okay.
Because the dick trying to go on that journey with you.
Right.
Dick is trying to like, hook on to like something, freedom maybe. I don't know. But.
All right, guys, we're taking a quick break from the show to tell you about Manscaped. Love Manscaped. We've been talking a lot about Bush, and I like to keep a little bit of Bush, but also when it gets too crazy, I like to just trim the balls down. Right, Mike?
100%. Get them smooth, you know.
I don't know if gals like Bush. You know, I like a little Bush, but I don't know if the gals like it.
True.
But whatever. You can even just like do a 1.5 down there. You know, it doesn't always have to be crazy. But also Manscaped just makes excellent products. Like when I open up the box, I feel like I'm buying a new, like, just fancy, you know, just music player or something like that.
Yeah.
It has a case to it.
Yes.
And everything is, like, fucking USB-C charged. And it's just, like, so state-of-the-art, high-tech. Sometimes I buy these, like, buzzers from the internet and they just fall apart.
The worst.
But Manscaped is fucking amazing. I use it every day. I use it on my face, not the balls one. That's what I'm getting at. We don't want to use the balls. They've separated it, okay? Because we were using face and balls for a second. It was bad. So now we got the Beard Hedger and the Lawnmower 5.0. And that's the beard and balls bundle, all right? And guys, if you want 20% off the beard and balls bundle, then you should use my promo code at manscaped.com. Okay. So get 20% off free shipping with the code VINNYG, VINNYG at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code VINNYG, VINNYG at manscaped.com. No more juggling multiple tools or dealing with the subpar results. Just efficient, effective grooming wherever you need it. That is manscaped.com. And we all love discounts. So use my discount, my promo code, and shave your balls.
So back to this girl trying to eat my pussy terribly. She's doing that, and I'm like, what the fuck? And so then the dude is just kind of like in the corner, like he's a kid window shopping that can't afford the fucking shit in the window.
Right.
And by afford, yeah, who can afford a black woman, right, Vinny? And so he's like, well, bitch, I can.
Yeah.
He's like, was that a, I know that's right.
I tried to hit that.
Mm-hmm.
Missed it.
Wow, I'm turning this whole room black.
Benny's
hard. Sweating.
I just see a cornrow start to form.
I wish.
Benny, does your shirt say vape on it?
That's a name.
That was racist, actually.
That was really.
Can y'all attack this man?
Harriet Tubman was all right, but not.
Yeah,
no. Don't start naming brands.
About money. She's on money. We talk about money.
I'm out of pocket.
You.
What's that one? Denim Tears. Like, come on.
Sorry.
All right.
Yeah, he's big. He can't help it. It's yeah. just,
all right, so did this story have an end or?
Oh, yeah. So the end.
Does the guy ever join in?
Don't get cute. No, yeah.
He's inside.
No, if he was, okay, first of all, I'm not gonna fuck nobody's boyfriend, but also he wasn't even cute enough to like sit with us. So, or have us sit on him. So we put him to the side.
I like the bouginess of it all. Because
absolutely.
There's a debate that I always get into with women where it's like, I would have a threesome, but I wouldn't do it with my man because I love him too much. And I get where they're coming from because they're saying like, you know, I don't want to have that emotional attachment and jealousy. But at the same time, I'm like, yeah, but like fucking fuckboy promoter guy shouldn't be like, ah, I fucked these two bitches last night. They both sucked my dick. You know what I mean? Because that's the way guys talk about y'all.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think if anyone deserves to talk about that,
it's
your husband that you like.
No,
love,
but see,
you know
no.
I mean?
But see, that's the thing. Well, there's two things to that. I see what you're saying, but if a man loves a woman, especially his wife, he's not talking about that shit. He's not talking about, yo, so I fucking blasted my wife's pussy with.
No, I'm not saying he's doing it. But that's what the random guy
that,
will
and that's,
do.
And that's what I'm saying.
Because, and that's why you were like, no, get away from me. Like, you know,
I was like, no, get away. No, I say,
but if
no.
it was your boyfriend, maybe that you like kind of fuck with?
No, absolutely not. No, because again, men and women don't think the same. A man, y'all could just fuck something is what it is. Women, we can't do that. We can't see you. Like, you know, you've cheated before.
Of course.
Yeah, right. You're wearing a white t-shirt. Like, you know.
Yeah.
But
this is a cheater's beer.
Absolutely. This is kind of like there. It's not really like, you know.
Yeah. Purposeful. Well, I have money. I can't.
Okay, Jeff Bezos. I'm going to look like shit and let people know what my bank account's about. But there's a. The point is touching dicks. Yeah, touching dicks. But no, it's like when men cheat, like, it's like, y'all be like, I don't give a fuck about that girl. It just happened. I was drunk. But to us, we're like, fuck all that. Like, we don't give a fuck. Yeah, like, the fact that you.
Oh, yeah,
that
you stuck your dick
in. Right. So it's like, even, let's just say we do a threesome and we're together and, like, I know to you, it's
nothing.
Not, it's going to be, that's why threesomes break up relationships all the fucking time. All the fucking time. It's better to have that fucking whack ass promoter that has to pull bitches off the street so he can like keep his job.
Yeah.
It's better to have that motherfucker brag about who he's fucking because, like I said earlier, sometimes there's this misconception that every time a woman speaks to a man or fucks a man, she's automatically in love. No, women want to get their rocks off too. Women want to get drunk and have a great night. You're from Jersey, you know what it is. Like, women want to do the same bullshit that these promoters do. So it's like, because girls, we're doing the same shit too. We're like, yo, I fucked such and such. I fucked Vinny. He was a little bitch. He started crying. Like, we do all. It's a hypothetical. I'm using your name. Hypothetical.
So you kind of feel like it's easier to have a threesome with random girls.
It gotta be. All y'all gotta be random. All y'all gotta be random.
I disagree. Enough of this horse shit. Let's move on because we're not getting anywhere with this. You're just one of those girls that I fight with.
Not you falling in love.
No, because you won't.
Love you back. That's probably true.
Speaking of this,
you know, niggas. No,
this black on white shit. Can you go try to get to the Travis stuff? Because I've been calling this out for a little bit. So, let's go to the top one. The new look.
Yeah, man.
He has a new look after being with Taylor Swift. I say he has the reverse black wife effect. He started off with the fade, looking like me.
And now he looks like.
I
think he looks like a
Floyd Christmas.
Yes. That's exactly who he looks like, dude.
His J's become New Balances. They just
literally.
Start morphing.
Yes.
So we'll try to pull up the picture of them too.
Mind you, he used to always date like fine ass black girls. He was on your type of shit. Like he would. So
but we all
like,
have the same look. The whole thing. Yeah. The same like, you know, like little like slutty behaviors.
Oh, is that what it is? It's kind of like.
There it is.
Yeah.
He's a.
I hate that we
all
look
the same.
That's
full on Republican. He traded parties. He traded fucking.
You nailed it.
I want to say a Nazi, but like he just looks fucking. Damn, what the fuck? That's crazy.
Yeah, he looks like an Alabama man.
Right?
He just looks,
like the left looks like he builds the house and then the right looks like he makes fun of the people that builds the house.
I'm stealing Jeffrey Asmus's joke, but he went from gay rights are gay.
Yeah.
Oh my God, hilarious.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But he was even more edged up with
the
other
black
girls.
It's the mustache is cool, I think. It's the hair.
Well, first of all, he was with my goat before. He was with Kayla Nicole.
Who is she?
Oh,
I don't know a lot.
She's the fun. She's so fun. I like her. She's like my little crush. We talk.
Let me see.
Look at you.
Hey, you guys slide in there, baby boy.
I let her have threesomes with anybody.
I got you. Got yeah,
you're
you
recording
got,
in the corner.
Yeah.
Oh, Vinny, you got so excited. Look at you kicking your feet.
Nah, I love Kayla Nicole, but anyway. no, probably, but yeah, probably not. Look. I probably don't love her because she has a career. But anyway, so Travis, I've been calling this out since he does like black girls, right? And he did look like me. You don't just lose that. You know what I mean? You know the saying. You know.
But I'm really about. I'm really
Yo,
about to.
Di-
I'm really
about to. You got me like this. You.
I did shit.
You're just bringing up. You got me like.
I just showed up black. I just showed up black. That's all I did.
Okay. I said that. How could you go? We got to pull up Kayla Nicole. And how could you go from Kayla Nicole to Taylor Swift?
He looks like he was storming the Capitol to the right, and then he was at the cookout to the left.
Right.
He told. Yeah. He
Mike
told
just Sienna like this.
Mike just. Yeah.
Mike. Shout out to Sienna.
Mike just thought of that. For the last five.
Oh, that's
years.
Her.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, but you got to show her body.
Though. Ooh.
We have to.
Why are y'all pulling up my Instagram right now? No.
We have to fetishize the
Hello,
black woman.
Baby.
Yeah. Welcome. You know what I mean?
Okay, let's pause real quick. Let's pause. Okay. Right. So.
You know, maybe yeah.
I'm fluid. My type changes.
Oh, I like skin tone.
I like some cold white pussy sometimes. And
that's soulless.
Oven roasted turkey.
But at the same time, I'm like, how does he go from that to that?
So because when do y'all ever not?
But bleep. I wouldn't turn down Taylor Swift for. I would go around the merry-go-round. Yeah, I would right. be like, this is fun.
Looks
like,
don't fucking matter. We all,
no, looks matter. Like
no, what, not for when you, if you, whether y'all leave a girl or not or cheat or something. No, black women, we have always been fetishized,
right?
And been and I mean, yeah, we're top notch, but yet probably, still.
No. See, but what I'm saying is, he's gonna come back around to the Kayla Nicole's.
You think so? You don't think they're gonna get married and have like a golden doodle and shit?
No, Leah. Because,
really?
Because there's another story that I was gonna pull up that their breakup contract leaked.
What?
Supposedly they're supposed to break up on September 24th. They had a whole contract about a PR
I believe
thing,
that. I believe that.
And it leaked out.
Why are they
going
to break up?
Because he needs to fucking clap some fucking cheeks.
And I think at this point, I mean, I don't know. I just feel like a lot of this shit. Like, I mean, I think
this is the way they come.
I thought he was tired of girls talking
very
on speakerphone
warm.
All day. What do you mean? I thought he was... What are you doing, Travis?
Damn, she's bad. It's like
it
looking in the mirror.
It's personality. Maybe Taylor, you know, Taylor was a better person. But wait, I got to see this contract. This is a whole
damn, why she got to be a better person than black girl?
You know
why
the world
it's nothing
star,
to do with looks.
The world heard, star link.
It's nothing to do with looks.
Have you heard her songs? She literally said, the problem is me. She's like, me, I'm the problem.
Of course.
And you're like, well, actually, let's hear her out. Maybe she's not that bad. I'm for a scandal.
There was a contract
I want to be part of
that's
scandal.
Circulating. And like I said, I feel like I have the unique perspective on this because I am one of him. He
right.
is one of my.
And what is
do that?
He?
Don't ever do that.
What is
then.
He, Vinny? What is the
we
connection?
You know just fetishize black women? Right. You know what I mean? We just love them. For
yeah,
their,
but you're not. But no. But you, Vinny, what? I'm sorry. I'm gonna have as your pal. I'm gonna have to, you're Italian.
Yes.
Okay. So
Italian
no,
man, y'all do
not,
love
no,
black
you're
women.
Not this fucking guy.
Italian
you're
guys love
tab.
Black women. I will. I do
true,
know that.
Baby.
Yes.
That is yeah. true. That is
you're
true.
It's in your blood. See, you don't take photos like that. You ever do that
no,
shit?
No. The earrings.
You don't
that's a white man.
Yeah,
that's not Italiano. That is a white man from like fucking.
That's a white.
That's a white man,
and he
like Nebraska.
Listen to one ASAP Ferg song, and yeah.
So Travis Kelce's team was forced to make a statement after an alleged breakup contract. Can you scroll down?
Wait, he was forced to make a statement.
Break on it with Taylor Swift spread online.
Damn.
Yeah, I gotta see what it says.
That's how you know it's real.
It's World Star. It has to be real.
It has to be real.
No, because listen, this is what he did. He did the thing. He probably wasn't working out with the last one.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift, you know, they started mentioning each other. He's like, oh, Taylor Swift, I have to give this a whirl.
I mean, yeah,
you
for know sure. What I mean? Absolutely.
He did the whole thing. It's like whole like Illuminati shit. He wins the Super Bowl. She flies there from China, whatever the fuck. It's like a great like story arc. Yeah. But then, you know, he's just like after he's just like a little clap, you know, having sex with her.
Dick is too cold. It's going to break off.
It's getting a little cold. It's getting a little colder.
A little chilly.
Colder. And then he's like, they're like, what about her bank account? And then he's like, oh, I'm trying. Nothing's happening. And then you look at a fucking music video.
See Megan Thee Stallion
you see
popping
Megan
out
Thee
of
Stallion.
A fucking anaconda. With
body,
the thunderous
yaddy,
thighs.
Body, and
yaddy,
you're
yaddy.
Like, yo,
body, yaddy, 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 yaddy.
I'm risking it all for this shit.
I feel bad for men that have lost a black woman in their life.
But what did the I know, but what
I'm
did
sorry
the
to hurt you. I know, I'm bringing up a lot of bad memories for you, Vinny.
No, Vinny, it's fine.
How many of them did you let you go?
It's so hard.
My last one.
To say goodbye. Yeah. Too warm, coochie. Coochie.
So warm. So warm.
All the sweet tea.
All right, I'm sitting right here. Can we? Nice.
The best one is the Caribbean one.
Yeah.
Oh, straight to the motherland.
That shit's like just dripping like a mango.
Were you in the parade?
Is that the nation's fruit?
I don't know.
Did you go to West Indian parade?
Did you?
No, I
should have went.
Were you out there with the feathers?
Yeah, with the angel wings.
Just doing like a Chance the Rapper just behind
thunderclap.
Shutting up all
parachute. Benny out there fucking parachuting.
Yeah.
Parachute.
Wine pond de kaki. Nah, this one's ghetto. This one's like ghetto. I want to go to the one in Trinidad.
Oh,
I would fall in love.
Oh, yeah. Where the girls are like.
Yeah, this one you got a bunch of Leahs wearing angel wings.
Period. Like,
really got from Victoria's
Secret.
Get the fuck out of that shit.
You got that shit from
Party City, yo.
Oh, shit.
All of a sudden, she's Caribbean.
Like, that PJ mask?
Because your great grandfather was.
I actually made a Party City costume like that for Halloween.
Oh, really?
I did. I'll send it to you. My phone's over there. I'd show y'all, you bitches, right now.
Oh, man.
Then you'll really nut.
David comes out.
I know. Oh, my God.
And I will just cry.
I don't like all black women. I have to be attracted to them. That's where it's a fetish, right? A fetish is where you just get hard because they're black.
Yeah.
That's not me. I'll be like, no. But then if I see one that I'm attracted to.
Black women, wow.
Yeah, make up your mind.
You make up your mind.
Make up your fucking mind.
Ugh, so in love, Vinny. So in love.
So this is fake.
Who's this?
This is fake, though, right?
No.
I think it's real.
It just allegedly leaked.
The document is entirely false and fabricated, and we're not created, issued, or authorized by this agency.
I don't fucking know. Who knows? I think it's real just because, like I said, I predict them breaking up.
I'm not doing coke. I just have allergies.
I predict them breaking up, and this probably confirms it.
Yeah.
And I just think that we're going to see what his next... I can't wait to see what his next one is.
Yeah,
okay?
Let's see.
And now he got the credibility from Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Because all you need is one, like, A-lister. Like, look at Pete Davidson.
Yeah.
You get the one, and then it's like, you know?
And they're just saying what girls...
I'm looking for my one, you know what I'm saying? Instead, I'm like, stuck with...
Put me on, daddy. I want my $20. Come on.
They're like, were you a Leah Samson? Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh, man, that'd be so crazy. Your followers would go up crazy. Like,
yeah.
And
let's do it. We can plan it. We have the breakup contract.
We can do that. And actually, that will get you more pussy because there's just, and women, like, we are delusional. Like, we will see a dude like this.
Yeah.
With a bitch
white t-shirt.
Like this.
Yeah.
And we're like, wait, so there must be something about him.
Yeah.
And then now,
Is the fucking sausage, this powerful Italian sausage. Yeah.
No, it's fact that a bitch like me, if people knew, if we did our scandal, which I think would be pretty good, if we did our scandal and people found out that I was with you, oh, brother, you think the bitches that want you now is the...
Yeah.
Girls will be like, I will have to literally start fighting them off.
Yeah.
Because they'll be like, yo, like, he's doing something that is making her choose him.
That's one thing I never really...
That's how that shit is.
...took advantage with the entertainment industry. I don't ever show people that I date. Because I'm like, yeah, but I don't want to go through the breakup. And then I don't want to have to post a thing and whatever. I'm doing like the whole pussy thing.
Yeah, but do you have to always talk about that?
I don't know. I'm just like, I don't want to go through the whole pussy thing. But then I'm like, but like they literally do it for these press
100%,
opportunities.
Yeah.
I'm like, I just do want to like know what it's like to pull up on Getty Images.
Me too.
To a Nick game with somebody that like I was dating a week ago.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Or what's even more, a scandalo. I've always wanted to do that. But also like, are they dating? Are they? I love when people don't know. Yeah.
I do that.
What's happening?
I post after this, like the whole comments are going to be like, oh my God, like they should date.
They should get married.
Yeah.
We can get married for public. Yeah. I mean, I separate part. Can you buy me a house?
Yeah.
I have my own part of the house. You have your own part of the house.
Threesomes?
The
we're doing the threesomes? You have to get over your little jealousy thing.
You know I'll record.
Yeah.
I'll film.
That's hot.
I'll do that.
Girl cuck.
I'll cuck in like a swimsuit, you know, like.
Yeah, don't worry.
Okay, why is your dick still out, dude? Can you stop?
Mike's gonna be in the corner. Just someone get on top of me.
He's gonna be a taco stand, like a food truck. This will be a fucking party, dog.
Yeah.
We got a food
guys,
truck.
Guys, let me know you're hungry, right? Let me know. Leah, you want yours well done?
Clean, I got you.
Don't worry about it, mommy.
That was a black woman only like well meat joke. Okay. That was good. I like that. He knows me.
All right, well, we have to probably finish soon. But I just wanted to make sure we had some clickbait. So I did want to talk about The Bachelor.
It was wild.
Finale.
Yeah, I don't know if you watched that.
No.
I didn't really either, but
I like The Bachelor.
We could just joke around.
Yeah, they did it dirty, man.
And then she's going to be on the new season of Dancing with the Stars, because that's what they do, to take The Bachelor.
Yeah, what is that called?
It's a little nostalgic for me, because I did Dancing with the Stars.
You did?
Yep.
I wish
Mop
I did
that
some,
pussy up.
Not getting dry. I wish I knew more research on you. I didn't even know what this was, actually.
Yeah,
you did?
I could do the fucking merengue and the samba.
Come on.
I could do the Viennese waltz, bitch.
All right. Let's give me
okay, that was got a little sus.
Well, yeah, when he looked at you, he made eye contact with you.
Let's see who is on it. We got Dwight Howard.
Okay.
Dwight Howard's just trying anything at this point, bro. He's trying Dance with the Stars, the Navy SEALs one. Allegedly, men.
College Hill.
I thought you were going to say name of a show. Like
No.
Does
he have all these like allegations against him? But he's like Eddie Murphy style, like where it's like, I need like to get stimulated by like...
Yeah,
a check.
Know, they're NBA stars. They're NBA stars. They've done it all.
No, there was a voice. All right, I don't want to slander Dyke Howard. Dwight Howard. Okay, let's see who's next.
Leave that in.
Dwight Howard. Don't know who that is.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the. I don't know that. that's
the white people that be doing that shit with on that show.
I don't know if that's the male bachelor from a couple seasons.
No, that's Alan, I think. Oh no, that's he's
the
one
Italian
of the dancers.
Mom right there to the left. Tell you that.
Yeah.
Hello, baby.
Keep going. This is I know. This is one of the Snader sisters. I know her sister Grace
Safari lady. She looks like
she's like a girl. Sports Illustrated.
Oh, okay.
Okay, this was the Olympian dude.
Oh yeah,
what's that shit called?
Gymnastics. He did gymnastics.
What's the shit called?
Shot put?
Balance
beam.
No, that's gonna be us later.
That's gonna be you. You, I'm gonna have you up there. Like, wait, buddy. No, I thought that was Ariana Grande's ex-husband from SpongeBob.
looked like he talks like SpongeBob. Oh, Patrick.
Wait, what sport are you talking about?
He was a gymnast.
When they moved there, he's the guy that just like did nothing in the Olympics except that one routine that won them the gold. Where they look like kind of like, it's gonna sound fucked up, but they kind of look like they have like paralyzed legs, and they just swing
on
them
the beam, on the balance, on the beam, and they just fucking like if their legs don't have any motion, and they're like a fucking fidget spinner.
All upper body.
You ever see? Like a guy get out of a wheelchair, and it's just.
You ever see Shallow Hal?
Yeah,
you know the guy that walks around like.
We're canceled.
3-year-old disrespect and 40-year-old disrespect is very different.
There's an actor in the show.
Can we pull this up? Because this sounds
crazy.
Can you
pull up the Shallow Hal?
You mean the Special Olympics?
Shallow Hal disabled guy. Like,
I know. I think
he's walking on his like hands and knees,
yes.
And he's making jokes about it, like
the
in
dog
the movie.
From Family Guy.
This guy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So they're built like this.
Yeah.
And that's what makes them so.
Hell no.
That's what makes them so good at the fucking balance thing.
Oh, you mean like they spin?
Yes.
It's all upper body.
All the gymnastics.
Yes.
Shit.
Gymnastics. Yes.
Y'all did not use your words.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Oh, okay. The Olympian.
So that's who that guy is.
Yeah, it was like the paralyzed.
Yeah.
You mean
the
gymnast?
The gymnast.
He's exactly. A gymnast.
Oh, he did like, yeah. Okay, yeah. Now
she's
this.
A cutie. She's
so that's
cute.
Like going to be like week one. He's going to pull out his thing. I'm in love with her.
Jason, who's that?
Who's
that's Bruno, right?
No.
That's not Bruno Mars?
He's one of the dancers.
All right, go to this one.
Wait, hold on.
24 karat.
This is my Gossip Girl queen.
Yeah, she's
from Gossip Girl? She's gorgeous.
Yes, exactly.
She's from Gossip Girl?
Yep.
All right.
Everyone who says I fetishize black women, I would marry her in a heartbeat.
So you fucking greedy. That's your problem.
Oh my God. This is the father from Family Matters.
Really?
I didn't know he was still alive.
It's
I
not.
Thought he died.
No.
I swear to God.
Carl Winslow.
The original pig?
Yeah. Oh.
Nah.
God bless him. And he's dancing?
Good Come on. Him. We love
good
a good op. Let's go.
He's in good shape.
Yeah.
Who's
she? Oh, that's who's that? Oh,
I don't know who. That's my boy Val. I don't,
RuPaul.
I don't know.
You gonna leave me
RuPaul
for her too?
To the right.
That looks like Phaedra Park from
Housewives
of Atlanta, but she looks very different.
Yeah, she
okay.
Different.
That's not.
That's Phaedra?
Oh shit, that might because yeah, you know she looked different every 3 months.
Phaedra's on the Ozempic. She does look different.
Hey, I'm about to be on the Ozempic shit. I'm about to feed it to my fat pussy.
Yeah,
so Vinny can leave me alone.
Pussy too fat.
Yeah, because
pussy fat.
When it's fat, I like it. So you have to put it on those.
Looks like Caitlyn,
that's what I'm saying.
Looks like Caitlyn Jenner's daughter.
Yeah.
Like if Caitlyn Jenner had a daughter,
she's like a rugby player.
You'd be like Kendall. Yeah.
That's a man, baby.
Yeah, like she said, like Caitlyn Jenner's daughter. Like he doesn't have three.
No, I know, but like if Caitlyn had a daughter,
right.
from Caitlyn's coochie.
Yeah.
Oh, and that's Jen.
Jen Tran.
Where's she from?
She won the Bachelor. She was just the Bachelorette.
Oh, cool. I need to watch this.
And that's Sasha. And Tori Spelling.
Tori. Cute.
There's always somebody on there where it's like, I feel like you're on every season of Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
Like Tori Spelling. Like she hasn't been on it. Like, I'm just saying, like, she looks like one of those people
that
would be on it.
Yeah.
This guy was in like some old movie.
Reality. So Dancing with the Stars is reality TV stars.
Reality TV, like Z-list celebrities. Like,
but see, Zendaya was on there 1 year.
Oh, that's
like,
a dude.
Fucked me up.
Yes. Oh. See, Zendaya, like, okay, so like there's also a genre, this is why I did it, where it's like you can kind of do the Z-list shit like at the peak of your career to propel you into the next thing. But if you're somebody that like did a bunch of shit, like Dwight Howard was like fucking winning championships and now does Dance with the Stars, everyone's like, all right, something's off here. But if not too many, like if people don't, like Kim Kardashian did it and that fucking propelled her.
Yeah.
Zendaya was just a Disney star. And that like got her into the next.
You were like losing followers, and then your people's like, "We gotta figure out some shit. Can you dance?
Right.
can you samba, nigga? Can you do some shit? can you crip walk all the black bitches you fucking with?
Crip walk.
Like damn, dude, what is an endorsement?
I've been practicing for that.
Yeah.
Can you get the Dougie?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. My girl Leah taught me.
You fucking right.
Yeah.
Cut my check.
Okay, let's look at the just the last thing of The Bachelorette.
Yeah, they did her dirty, man.
But it wasn't even that dirty. What's your interpretation of what happened on The Bachelorette finale?
I mean, I could talk forever. The finale, I don't even know where to start.
Because the ending shit seems so basic.
She picked the guy that she liked, right?
She's really
and the own. Guy, and the guy, she was like, you know what? I'm going to propose to you. Like, I like this guy so much. I want to do things different. You know, he's been struggling with... if I love him or not, I'm going to get on one knee as the woman and I'm going to say, I love you and I want to be.
Did she do that?
She did it.
Jen?
That's where Shorty messed up.
Jen. So this guy picked out the ring and everything and he was like, I'm ready to marry you. Like the finale, he's there and he's like, I got to tell you. And she goes, stop. She goes, I can't let you do this. So he thinks he's lost. He thinks, oh no. And she goes, I can't let you do this because I want to pick you.
Oh,
I want you to know. She goes like, my whole life I've been letting men control people, other people control me. I'm in control.
I'd be like, nah.
Yeah.
Stand up.
See, we're not doing that.
He goes, I want to
we're not doing that.
Yeah.
I want to propose.
We're not going to make it that far.
Whatever.
It's just a 3-month contract.
It was supposed to be a beautiful thing, right? It's supposed to be all beautiful. Right before they show that scene,
yeah.
She comes out. They do, because this was filmed a while ago. So now they're doing like the live reaction. So she comes out during the live reaction and she is bawling, crying. And she goes, well, after this was filmed, him and I, our relationship changed. He didn't text me. He didn't do this. He blah, 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 blah. All of this shit. And eventually he didn't want to be in a relationship. When he broke up with me the next day, he followed the
Bachelor
girl.
We have the clip of her saying that.
And what's fucked up. What's fucked up is that The Bachelorette, the Bachelor Nation, they don't give a fuck. It's like the Hunger Games.
Of course not.
They don't give a fuck. They want good TV.
Yeah.
So after all this shit, he comes out. He said all these lies to her. I'm going to love you forever. All of this shit. They go, well, listen, if you don't mind, we're still going to play the engagement.
Of course.
And she's crying. And she's like, well, do I have a choice?
Mm.
And the whole time it's playing, they have her in a little picture-in-picture in the box on the bottom of the screen, bawling her eyes out, crying while they show her proposal to him. It was fucked up.
And then Nick Lachey is like, how does this make you feel?
Nick Lachey.
Yeah, the other guy. Could have been Nick Lachey, but it was really fucked up. This guy's a real fucking dick bag. He was just there for the cameras.
Yeah, he was
just there for the fame. And the poor girl got blindsided, like really did.
All right, relax. Let me give you the slutty guy reality.
I'm gonna break up with him at a Chili's. And we're gonna be okay.
Yeah. We'll be fine.
I'll still follow you on Instagram.
I don't know. She seemed legit, Vinny. Like her tears were like,
I'll still throw you some white D once in a while.
Ew, I don't want my coochie to get cold.
Wait, fast forward to like the part where she, keep going. It's like.
You might not be able to show this on YouTube, by the way.
No, people, this is like access shit. This is like a reaction. Wait, go back a little bit. There was like a point where she's just talk. Yeah, like right here somewhere. She's just talking about it.
That's her. Oh, she's already tearing up.
Yeah.
No, this is like the audience.
No, she's, yeah.
Oh my God, everyone's so shocked.
Especially when the men start crying in the crowd. It's like, okay.
Everyone's so shocked. Somebody from The Bachelor didn't work out.
Right.
They don't, none of them work out.
Yeah.
Yes, that's true. That is true. Yeah.
They know why? Because they know each other for two weeks.
Right, of course, right, of, right, course right. Of course, of
course. Damn, you quoted it perfectly.
I watched it yesterday.
Yeah. Don't worry, Jen. I'm coming in your DM soon. This is what happens. I just talk to all the Bachelor.
You gotta get them when they're down.
The leftovers, shit, yeah.
It's like fucking no D list.
Well, because they want to collab, they want to like keep the thing going. They, you know.
And they choose you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm like the community. I like Asian girls too, like Filipino ones.
Do they like you? Of course, you like the dark Asian.
The dark, the fucking little, they have asses.
They're that black Asian. They're the, yeah, yeah, the black girls of the Asians. They're thick and short.
She's Vietnamese, guys.
Okay. That's why he's not listening to her. She's like, she's too light.
Yeah. All right, I don't know. We're not going to find it. So you can shut it off. But basically,
he didn't give a fuck.
What happened?
He didn't give a fuck about her, dude.
No, no, because I know exactly. I've been in this position. I've had a dating show,
yeah,
and they bring you back for the reunion, and then the girl cries, and yeah, you like the guy that has to sit there and be like, yeah, you're getting just cucked by America,
yeah,
basically.
Not America.
And what happens is, like, they're in the moment, they do the engagement thing, you kind of like have to pick somebody. And my thoughts of this have changed a little bit because now I am dating with intention. So, like, hey, maybe.
Is that like with a without a condom, or is that with a condom?
With intention is no condom.
Right, because then you're like, I'm
I
in
love
with
you.
The, yeah, I'm in, yeah, yeah, type shit.
So I like back then I'd be like, oh, I don't get it. They only know each other 2 weeks, but who knows? Maybe if you're both looking for that, it could,
yeah,
be like an arranged marriage
but
situation.
But not when you're 21 and hot with a fresh set of titties. And,
oh, enough about. Oh, I thought you were talking about me.
Yeah, fresh set of titties.
So who knows? What, this guy's probably not at that point in his life. He just probably wanted to go on the show and whatever, and she maybe would have done it.
I'm at that point in my life.
Yeah.
You have any friends?
No one asked. Anyway, so after they break up, there's like a 6-month period where they're not allowed to see each other,
uh-huh,
until the finale.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
So they have to like talk on the phone. They have to have these like—
That's how they broke up.
They have to have these, yeah, arranged conference calls,
yeah,
where producers are like brokering it.
Yeah.
And they let them go on like one vacation.
Yeah.
And most of them make it to the finale. Then they break up after
that. Right, right, right.
This dude was like, I don't even want to do that. Who cares?
Well, I mean, shit.
And now the, but he did follow one of the other girls on Instagram though. That was messy.
So this that is, was so messy. Evidently, I guess they were filming very quickly. When these guys got drafted.
Come on, sis.
Yeah, yeah.
When they got drafted for the show, they knew that it could be one of three women that they were that they were going to be on the show with. It was Jen, some girl named Maria. Do you remember the girl? She was
the girl he followed, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And some other trick. So they get out of the limo and they see.
We
oh,
respect
it's Jen.
Women here.
Sorry about that. You're over here like
wrong.
Filipino.
Well, yeah, I'm like Filipino fat pussy.
Before you said women, you lost your eye contact with me. What
well,
the fuck?
You know.
He's so, like, we respect. Women.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so he followed that other girl immediately when they had the phone
That's
call.
That's the one he really wanted. Yeah. But Jen is like, she's dope. She's a doctor.
She's fucking, she's a
She's on Dancing
guy.
With the Stars. Yeah.
The girl that he ended up following?
No.
The girl that
oh,
he
her.
Broke up.
Yeah.
But to say all those, I mean, I guess, like, exactly. He was just some scumbag that was there for the cameras.
I know. He might have been in the moment doing that whole shit.
She said then, immediately when we left
see,
Hawaii.
What I liked about Jen was that afterwards, because she's smart.
Yeah.
So I like that she was like realistic about it. She was like, I totally understand that after we broke up, that's not, we're in the real world now. And
yes,
we don't have to rush the engagement.
Yes.
That's when I would have been like, wow, this girl is super dope. And what was why I will be sliding into the DM.
That's
and
cool.
That's fine.
But she's on Dance with the Stars. She's going to be busy for a while. It takes up your whole life. But we are like alumni, you know what I mean? We both share a common
she
thing.
Knows you exist.
We both share a common thing. We both were on Dance with the Stars, right, reality TV. Both Flux and Black Girls.
She likes the whites.
You think she's...
Hell no. She's like a doctor.
I got fucked by a doctor, a surgeon, assistant, but...
Yeah.
But
enough about your insurance bill. All right, we have to wrap.
You touch me one more time, I'm going to send you an invoice.
Yeah. Oh, please. How much?
Shit, you can't afford... Come on, trust. So,
$200.
I'm trying to respect the podcast, okay? Right. I'm trying to... Which I shouldn't. I've been called the N-word.
You're the best way.
Indirectly, yeah.
Give me that Negro pussy. Is that what you...
No.
That's how he slid into my DMs. I said, I said, what the fuck? Who is this?
Our first interaction.
He did that to me by accident. That's how I got the gig.
Yeah.
I was like, what video? You're like, oh, fuck.
That was for Leah. Yeah.
When I first met you, they're like, Vinny from Jersey Shore. So I was like, what? Who?
Oh,
what?
Oh, God.
I was like, what the fuck are you?
You were so nice to me.
Because I didn't know you.
Oh,
I didn't know shit about you.
Women are so fake.
No, my hair is, but my intentions are.
Blah, blah, blah.
No, I was being real with you. I mean, I've seen you like on like memes and shit.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know this man.
I got a post.
It was Travis Kelce.
Yeah,
it was Channing Tatum.
It was in the Shade Room. If Vinny makes it to the Shade Room.
I was on the Shade Room for saying I like black girls.
Period. Oh, last.
Yeah.
No, I was mad. They should never give white men that credit. When I do remember that post. I was like, why niggas? Why are we doing this shit? Why are we giving this man free pussy? Why we, anytime?
Oh, because the girls were like, Yeah, anytime.
Especially the Shade Room. If it's posted that any white man loves
it
black
women.
It wasn't
the Shade Room. It was like the neighborhood talk.
Nobody cared about that shit.
Yeah, it was like the.
Right. I was like, you ain't got no status like that, but Playboy.
Yeah. Maybe after this episode, we'll be on the Shade Room. Let's do it.
Period. I'm trying to look. We can make appearances. I'll even say I'm pregnant.
All right. Leah Samson. Bravo.
Hilarious.
Just me being black.
What do you want to promote?
I just found because when you're like talented and good, Vinny, the shit you trying to do.
I don't want girls like that.
That's right.
You know how to fold a fitted sheet?
No. I don't know.
Oh damn, that's a
I can cook.
That's a like who wants to be a millionaire feed. Question.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Can I change sheets?
No, fold a fitted sheet.
Right, I will throw my body. Is that okay? I do throw my body. I do kind of like squirrel, like fly squirrel it. I just try to like.
Oh,
like,
you put the bed on the bed?
Just like sit there and try to like.
You're talking so about small though.
That's what I'm saying. See, I'm not a real man.
Twin size bed.
We can do it together.
That's right. We do the whole can, like, yeah. Okay, now we fold.
Yeah, and then we start fucking. We don't have a sheet. We start, it's like we just.
Yeah, there we go.
Right.
I got plenty of sheets.
I peg you. So, but I just filmed a comedy special.
Yeah,
That will be coming out.
Yay.
Sometime. So I don't know.
You don't know when yet?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, it's with shout out to Kevin Hart and
That's good.
LOL and Heartbeat. Check them out.
They can follow you on your socials. Keep up to date with your comedy dates and everything like that.
That's really it right now.
Yeah. Well, we'll put it in there. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
I'll be saying that to you later as well.
As long as the racial abuse continues.
Thank you so much for coming, Mike Figs.
No problem. Follow your boy at Comic Mike Figs.
At Comic Mike Figs. Anything that you'd like to say?
If you're in the city, I'm always at the Stand or the Comic Strip. Fucking slide at DMs to get you some tickets at Comic Mike Figs on the YouTube page.
Oh, and sorry to
interrupt. We're done.
No, I won't cheat on him. So I'm single and I'll cheat. Yes. So please, officially is Samson.
Yeah. It's just for social media. What's up, guys? If you like the episode, please make sure to like, subscribe, and comment. We are building this thing from the ground up, so we need your help. And hopefully we can make this really big one day. Love you.